like that. Ew.
We don't want to be like that. We lack the proper education. The government doesn't want to help you. The government doesn't want to help you separate yourself from dick anxiety. There should be like billboards on the side of buses everywhere that say, jerk off first, then think about it. Just show a guy with a boner and then a guy with a chick yelling at him and he's holding a baby. Show that. Why not? Why is jerking off so taboo? It's so crazy. No one would ever do that. You could never do that. You could never have that as a campaign. How crazy is that? How many people teach their kids about jerking off? Nobody, right? Fuck them. Let them figure it out on their own. That's how I did it, right? That's how you do it, right? Let's talk about that for a second. All right. Ready? How many of us don't masturbate? Good. By the way, it's 100% all over the world. This is you in San Francisco. It's something about the bridge. No. Everybody's jerking off, right? We're all the same. I'm okay. You okay? Anybody going blind? Anybody getting cancer from this shit? If it's inevitable, don't you want to tell your kids? Don't you like your fucking kids? See, your son has got a glazed look in his eyes and his boner's poking out of his choo-choo train PJs and he's trying to fuck your cat. Don't you think you might want to have a sit-down with that little fella? Like, hey, Bobby, what are you doing with Fluffy? Oh, no, 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 put Fluffy down. No, 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 no. The Fluffy loves you too, but not like that. I know you love Fluffy, but that's not what's going on. What's going on right now is your body's playing a little trick on you. It's a biological trick that's trying to get you to make more people. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, I know you're only 13, but it's some leftover shit from back when we were monkeys. And you had to make a baby as quick as you could. This is what you gotta do. You gotta take care of it yourself. You grab your hand and you use lotion. I like to go bare. I just raw. And you get some tissues. You scrub that fucking thing and just give it some tugs. Think about whatever you're actually trying to do. No, your whole hand. What the fuck is with the pinky out? No, don't you ever do that. Don't do that. You're my son, all right? You grab it like a full fist. Like a fucking man, bro. Jesus. No, you never do that. Jerking off gets zero props. And then when it's over, you always feel like a loser. No matter what, nobody ever jerks off and feels like a winner. Nobody ever jerks off and goes, fuck yeah! Woo! Here's my list of shit to do today. Let me just check that right the fuck off. Woo! No, it's always the same feeling, like, oh, what the fuck? What is that? I have the same feeling when I jerk off as when I play Xbox for like 9 hours in a row. I'm so disappointed in myself. Oh. You know?
It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
John loves huge tits.
Like a hot cock.
I would put her left titty in my mouth.
No.
I don't think it was proportionally accurate to the rest of her nipple.
What was that word again?
You heard me.
It's not even going to give you the satisfaction.
Oh, no. At least you're not that drunk to realize I can't say that word right now.
You think I can say the word proportionate correctly while inebriated?
Well, you tried it once before. I just wanted to see if you could do it again. And you just did it then. So, thank you.
I tried really hard.
Oh, wow.
Like, I thought about it.
I feel like I need to catch up to Marie. Hold on. I'm going to take a shot.
Wait, you've been trying to catch up? Catch up to up.
Why would you?
Check out Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays 10 to midnight only on morelikeradio.com. Italiano vero. Italiano vero.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave.
How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio.
A hippo's not a porpoise.
Oh, I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really?
You know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow. But
yeah, no, your drinking problem, remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude! You're a loser. You were you stupid jerk. Dude!
Don't forget, we are better than you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Dutch and Royce. Tuesday, March 18th, 2014. Our number is 954-573-2780. Or go to morelikeradio.com/live to check us out live if you're listening to the podcast. I am Joel Dutch Van Wingerden here with Royce Lopez.
Well, I'm Royce Lopez.
Yeah, I'm Royce Lopez, and I do stuff. I yell at people.
And Marie Lopez.
Hi. This is me. This is my real voice.
Sean Waters.
Yo.
And producer Mitch Heil.
Hi.
I already said the number, didn't I? If you guys want to hit us up on Twitter, we check that periodically throughout the show. And
I
during
check it all the time, obsessively. Please tweet me.
H-Juice Marie, Hippo Juice Film, Joel Dutch, Chim Heil, and Hippo Juice Sean. Is it H-Juice Sean or Hippo Juice Sean?
Hippo Juice Sean.
Hippo Juice Sean.
The longest Twitter name in history.
It's very long.
Characters.
It's fantastic.
It fits in no tweets.
It fits in my dick.
It is very hard to like quote you in a tweet and then like add stuff to it because you end up with like four characters left afterwards.
Good. I don't want to hear what you have to say.
So how was everybody's week?
It was fan-fucking-tastic.
Eh?
Thank you.
That's it?
For asking.
When does the week... Like, what's the cycle?
How was St. Patrick's Day? What'd you guys do for that?
Well, it was raining yesterday, so I cooked my own shepherd's pie and bought cider, and we caught up on Archer.
A little bit.
No, what do you guys
that's
do?
Kind of.
Did you have anything doing for during the weekend though?
Well, we did have a weekend story that I would like to save for when Royce gets out of the bathroom. I feel like it would be unfair to start.
Why does he have to shit right before the show starts?
Oh,
because he's an asshole.
It's that he has to shit every like 2 seconds, and so it just seems like it's always right before the show.
So, all right, Mitch, Sherry, what'd you guys do?
I spent our weekend. I believe I made food. I cooked. I made not shepherd's pie. I was going to do that yesterday, but I saw
we made shepherd's pie. And shut up!
I know because
I'm an adult.
I was going to do it, but it said it took like 2 hours to make, and I didn't want to do that, so. I made something else yesterday, but I did make Guinness Reubens over the weekend.
We're like Guinness.
What's a Guinness Reuben?
It's a Reuben that you just cook in Guinness instead of
good.
Water.
That sounds good.
Oh, that's
sounds
it?
Good. Yeah.
Okay. Simple as it sounds, I guess.
But they're really good.
Why? Are
but
you?
Yeah, that was the extent of my weekend. It was not
You guys
exciting.
Didn't go to any bars? Get any kind of drunk or anything like that?
No, we just go. Sherry and I have been looking at houses and stuff. That's about it.
Funny you mention bars.
Oh, you passed your bar exam. Now you're a lawyer, right? Lawyer. Congratulations.
Now I'm on Franklin and Bash level, yo.
Nice.
No,
I'm a minister. You're a lawyer.
Marie and I went to a gay club on Saturday.
Went to gay
nice.
Bar.
No. A bar is an understatement where we went.
It was a club.
The place.
No. It was like spring break.
It was a gay
central.
Paradise.
The place is called the Parliament House, or they call it the pee house.
Nice.
Penis house. Short for penis.
Now, they have a club, and also the club is attached to basically a hotel where everyone just stays and fucks all weekend.
Motel.
Motel.
It's like a motel courtyard where everyone...
Hotel, motel, Holiday Inn?
See if you can find the link. It's the Parliament House in Orlando.
Hotel, so, everyone, even the mayor?
Yes. Look where the sky is a hose on layer. There was also a drag show, which, by the way, got a boner during it.
Royce got a boner from a dude.
But the dude really looked like a chick, number one. Number two, I had taken Cialis the day before. So, to be fair, there was performance enhancing drugs.
I keep getting boners.
So there's an asterisk with that gay boner that I got. And you could timestamp that, and I'm sure it'll be added.
15-year-old girls gave me boners.
Probably to that. So we went to the gay bar. And then we walked to, you know, to the little hotel area, motel area.
Holiday
Inn area.
Yeah. So at the back, there was a place that was the bear club. Ooh, I didn't walk in there.
Fantastic.
But, we were just, it was so awesome. I want to say, like, oh, my God, it was fun. If you like, first off, I have never been at a club where I felt more comfortable about not having to worry about anybody hitting on Marie. It's like but you know what I'm
that
saying?
Is, that is a good point. Whatever, I've gone to a few of those too. Yeah.
Like for example, you know, Dutch, the cowboy when we went through Colorado, you're there with a chick, your head's on a swivel, you know,
right?
Because obviously there's a lot, but at this I told Marie, I could leave you here buck naked right here, and I could walk away for 4 hours, and you will be in the same spot, and no one would have touched you. And it was like,
same couldn't have been said for you, though.
No, not me.
Not at all.
I got so many fucking ass
numbers?
Grabs. It was
you get digits?
Digits.
Did they get digits in the ass grabs?
So, let's see where we start. This started the drag show because that's what we did first. So, before any of that, we're sitting outside about to go in. And this, by the way, before even back it up a little further. To get it, that's what he said. We're at a gay bar.
Oh.
So to get in, and the Red Show talked about this, but there's this app called Grindr, which is like, it's an app.
Fantastic.
Which is made specifically to find gay men. It's on my phone currently.
Oh, it's like Tinder, but for dudes.
For gays, right.
I use it all the time.
It's called Grindr. So it was $8 to get in, or if you download a Grindr, it was free. So, of course, fuck that. We all download a Grindr. So, we show them the thing, we get in, and then I'm looking at Hot Bottom 69 on Grindr while I'm waiting to get in. We get in, and we go to the drag show first, and I gotta say, drag show was fucking awesome. These he-she dudes are talented.
You mean in hot. What way? Like, were they...
They looked like hot bitches.
Oh, well, okay. Some of them. Not all of them. Let's be realistic.
Fat black linebacker dude looked like a fat
one of them
black
used to play, and this isn't a joke. No, this isn't a joke. The fat black one... used to play for the University of Florida football, of course, as a dude. Like, it's a wow. Big dude. Yeah, now it's, you know, looks like Aretha Franklin. But
but he was the best dancer.
The chick, now, the chick that looked the hottest, the one that I got the boner to, was the one that, she was Cuban, too, by the way, but she looked, I mean, this is one that you wouldn't know it until you got pulled the dick out. That's how fucking hot it was.
Wow.
She's like Sherry.
No, Marie, you were there. Am I lying?
Everybody was turned on.
Everyone was turned on. And the funny part is, during the drag show, you see all these gay dudes just walking up and giving them dollars. It was awesome. By the way, I also decided that I need
gays just have fun, man.
Yes, I need a gay black friend. Because I really want to have like my street cred and also like, wow, he also has a gay.
Sean, and Sean can speak black. Isn't that close enough?
That's not the same.
No.
No. Forcibly gay is not really the same as gay.
I wouldn't say
is J5 gay?
No, he's just black.
Oh.
You think he's gay because he talks like a white guy. No, but he's not. He's just like Chris Bosch.
He is a twink.
So, okay, but anyway, so we go to the drag show. Then we walk to this other section of the bar, which like I said, it looked exactly like what I thought a gay bar should look like. And I've been to other gay bars, but this one looked like a stereo. Like,
right.
Just lots of red and purple lights.
All the TVs around were playing Cher.
Oh, Mitch, that song, that selfie song, play it now. This is where we heard this song.
No, not this.
Was it this kind of music, though, in the background?
Yeah.
No, that's too old.
Yeah. by the way,
it was either Cher or Lady Gaga.
Yeah, I sent Mitch a video. They're playing this song, but while he pulls it up, while I'm dancing, we're at the.
You were dancing?
Yeah. What the fuck? I'm gonna club.
You have become a dancing queer now that you got skinny.
So we're standing at the edge of the dance floor, and my ass obviously is facing the rest of the dance floor. Marie's ass is facing the bar, and behind me. There's these two just like, dude, I couldn't, like, they look like old, tiny weightlifters. Big, I mean, fucking, they could knock, I'm a big dude, but they could knock my fucking head off. Like, literally fucking murder me. Because they just weren't muscular. They're like
Vietnam
six, seven,
strong.
Humongous. Yeah, humongous.
Wait, like, are you talking about the ginger-looking ones that looked like they were in a club with Seamus from...
Yes, like, they had the mustache. One of the dudes had the mustache from a senior from the American Choppers.
Hot.
Like, that big...
How old would you assume these gays were?
Well, these two that I'm speaking of were in their mid-40s. Okay. So... They're dancing, just go. It's like weird seeing somebody that, like, if you saw him on the street, you never go, that's a gay dude. You know, you'll go, wow, that guy will fucking murder me. But they start doing the best dances. And I'm like, these guys.
Hold on. Can Mitch play the song and can you try your best to mimic it in front of the camera?
Yeah, here, I'll pull the camera back a bit. Mitch, if you could play it, Mitch.
Wait, hold on. What's the name of the song?
The name of the song is hashtag selfie by the Chainsmokers.
Yeah.
Okay.
When Jason's at the table, I kept on seeing him look at me while he's with that other girl. Do you think he was just doing that to make me jealous? Because he was totally texting me all night last night, and I don't know if it's a booty call or not. So, like, what do you think? Did you think that girl was pretty? How did that girl even get in here? Do you see her? She's so short, and that dress is so tacky. Who wears Cheetah? It's not even summer. Why does the DJ keep on playing Summertime Sadness? After getting in the bathroom, can we go smoke a cigarette? I really need one. But first, let me take a selfie.
Oh, I've heard this before. Pull down a little bit, Mitch.
Imagine a 360-pound guy just going, bro.
A little more, Mitch. A little more.
I'm in. Just going.
No, I really enjoyed the twinker-looking one that had the hair curlier and longer than mine that walks in and gives himself about, you know, 2 feet of space
around.
Yeah,
he gives himself a radius.
So that he could be doing the hair whip motion like the hair
whip. Yeah. You could turn it up a little bit, Mitch.
Yeah, a little bit more.
Did you get his number?
He was just loving like.
Is fucking? Am I seeing
the Hoff
all over this?
You yeah. did.
Oh my god!
Yeah, because I saw it too, and I'm like, wait, that's not him, is it?
Yeah, it is.
And it, yeah.
Well, I mean, what else is there to do in Germany?
Go fuck your selfie. Is that the thing that the Chainsmokers are doing now? I see a lot of people with shirts that say "Go fuck your hashtag selfie." So I'm assuming this is like a parody thing, kind of like you got to fight for your right to party. Selfies. Right, but they're making fun of it, right?
No, they're taking selfies. Guess how many men's bathrooms I saw in the pee house?
How many men's bathrooms did you see in the pee house?
All of them.
All the bathrooms. men's bathrooms. I couldn't find a woman's one.
There's no chicks there?
No, that's the thing.
At a certain point, I was like, I need to go to the bathroom. Incorrect. And he's like, go. I'm like, I don't know where the women's one is.
I wonder if the lesbos get mad
like
at that.
There's 10 men's ones over there.
Take your skank ass across the street.
It's a lesbo bar. It is a gay bar. It's only for gay men. There's a difference. And there was a lot of hot, straight women there. And I mean,
gay bars are the best.
Feel this amount.
Little tip for you guys. If at high school, if any of those kids are still listening to our show.
They are.
When you guys get to drinking age, go to gay bars.
Trust me.
With your chick friends because you will pick up so many hot women because they get all sexually turned on. Because like I told you before, I had my my roommate for years was Sean, Big Gay Sean, we called him. And
that's what I call my Sean.
Oh,
this just writes itself.
What's up, Big Gay Sean?
Big Gay Sean would get women all hot and bothered, and that he was the best wingman ever to have because he was he was like a straight kind of gay guy. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Dude, you didn't even need to get somebody to be a wingman for girls to get horned up. This club had guys that were planted on top of pedestals where they were just dancing
just in
tidy whiteys And oh my God, they had the biggest packages. And I was telling Royce, I'm like, I'm trying not to stare. I'm trying not to stare.
But on top
but
of
I
that,
have to look at this.
But on top of that, you understand that these most of these dudes that worked are like the guys behind the bars with the
I want your fat cock.
Mitch, calm down. Jesus.
The guys behind the bar that worked are the ripped dudes. There's most of them are straight. They're not gay guys.
They were also not wearing shirts.
Right. They just make a lot of money there.
Right.
You talk to them and they say, we make more money here than in a straight bar.
Hell yeah.
So attractive. But then
really hot.
Our friends were like, they just have like calf implants and pec implants. Like none of it's like themselves.
Yeah. Right.
They just bought and they're proud. Like they'll be like, yeah, I bought my pecs. What up?
What up? No, dude, because, straight girls will go to these places, or as I like to call them, fag hags, will go to these places, and they get all horned up because they know they can't, they want to fuck these guys, but they can't.
It's true.
So if you happen to be a straight guy just wandering in, dude, you are in luck. I've gotten lucky at so many of those places
with
random fag hags in those bars. It's cool.
Well, because also,
I love me some gays.
First off, there's a lot of women there. Second, like, oh my God, he's straight and he's here. He's so tolerant. Like, you win in a lot of
ways. Dude, you're right. I even think about that angle.
Yes. You win in a lot of ways. Like, oh my God, he doesn't even care. Like, that comes across like.
That's a confident man to walk into this place.
He doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't give a shit. He doesn't care. He's like a honey badger.
It is whatever.
Gay bars are my favorite. I can go into a gay bar and I will not spend a dollar, mainly because I don't have any.
Right.
But I don't have to.
No, of course not.
I will get bought drinks all night.
It's so nasty.
We need to go again. We will take
you. Like sometimes,
I don't mind going to gay bars. I used to do it all the time.
You know when you walk into like a club, Dutch, and like your chick will be like, oh, hold my hand. I don't want any guys to bother me. I was doing the same thing, but telling Marie, hold my hand. I don't want any guys to bother me.
Now, Marie, you tell me, how many gay dudes approached Royce while you were there?
There weren't so many approaches as there were random ass grabs.
Yeah, Dutch, you don't understand.
Really? You're just playing grab ass?
No, this is what maybe it's the thing.
You probably felt like such a dirty girl.
This isn't like a straight club where you walk up, hey, baby. It's just like, all right, I'm going to grab your ass now.
No, the funnest part.
That's what it is.
No, the funnest part.
Great ass.
For Royce and me was when we were outside in the pool area, courtyard, hotel, motel, Holiday Inn.
Royce and I.
Everybody's hotel room had the window curtains wide open.
So we, and me in a sick way.
Are you using gay sex?
We're all looking for the gay sex.
We're wanting to see it.
We're like, where's the gay sex? I know there's been so much gay sex in this week. I just want to see dick on ball just smacking.
Just
like,
fucking going,
just going,
bro.
At it.
And on top of that,
wanting to see it so bad.
At the back, they had a little rec area where they had a volleyball net, which I assume they only did the Top Gun scene over and over again.
Right.
And a little paddle boat. I mean, dude, it was very like a gay paradise. It was a gay paradise. And, then there's a sect of gays that, the bears with beards, but they dress like women with makeup. And apparently it's to raise money.
That's a thing now?
Yeah, to raise money for AIDS. Oh, and by the way, during the drag show, at the end of the, like, we're going to pass the bucket around, for raise money for AIDS awareness and blah, blah, blah. And some gay dude, some thinking he's funny. He's like, everybody knows coconut oil cures AIDS.
And the MC was like,
did it bomb or did people actually laugh at it?
Oh, no, it bombed.
Really big.
Nice.
And the MC, I got to give it to the MC. He was like, thank you for that.
That's it.
And that was it.
And at the end, by the way, I really did have fun there, but there was a couple stereotype things that were going on. Like, of course, he did the Rent song at the end of the drag show to raise awareness.
How do you measure a smile? In rainbows, in penis, in sunshine.
That's not a dancing song if it's a dance club.
No, they were just doing this thing, but it was really funny because the really hot, like, Cuban one in the middle didn't know the words, so she was totally, like, awfully mouthing.
I don't know, man. I think they should wear name tags or some sort of identification because you're a dude at a club and you see the one that you'd easily hit on her and you would get all the way to, like, she's so hot that at that point, if I pulled her panties out and saw a dick, I'd be like, you know what?
Hey, good for you.
Fuck it, I'm here.
High five.
I've made it this far. I'm not turning around. Or you turn around, though. You turn around. Yes. I'm not, though.
No, I'm turning around.
No, Sean, I don't think you understand.
I'm a bottom, though. No, I'm turning around.
We want to keep this straight as possible.
I'm the one wearing the dress, though.
Why?
Because I'm wearing the dress.
All right, Sean, what's the angle?
Me and Sean have different priorities, apparently.
What's the angle here?
The angle is you don't want to take it in the butt.
Says
Party Pooper.
I'm so happy, by the way, Party that my mom said it. My mother said she's listening to both shows more often. I'm so happy. Hi, Mom.
Hey.
Enjoying it.
Mrs. Royce's mom, gays are fun. Like, they have more fun than us, I feel. I don't know why.
Because they don't care.
No, they do. We were hanging out with friends of one of us, of them, who just hammered. So we're in the parking lot and we're leaving, and this guy was funny. Hold on, hammered, but he fucking cracked me up.
It was his birthday.
Okay,
it was his 37th birthday, and he's gonna do what he wants.
So we were walking. Said.
It's my birthday. No, and he's just walking around like
it's
birthday.
It's
and
my
this is his dance the whole time.
Just the arm waving back and forth.
This is his dance.
So it's my birthday. So this car, this old Honda was coming towards him, and he goes, "Oh my God, your car's so old!"
He yelled at the car. I could not stop laughing.
So, okay, fine. So then we keep
walking. Oh my God, your car's so old. It's older than me.
So we keep walking, and this Jeep comes up, and he goes, "Beep beep Jeep." I'm like, oh,
oh no.
Oh my God.
He just kept wandering on stages.
Sounds like my new best friend here.
Doing this little dance. It's my birthday.
It's my birthday. Get it. Do what I want. Whatever I want.
And that was.
I'm not on Molly, but I'm totally on Molly.
Exactly,
do what I want.
You sound like a gay.
Royce and I decided we wanted to keep him.
I'm not exaggerating his voice, by the way. Marie can attest to it was that level of I do what I want.
Yeah, no, I believe you. Some of those guys, like, they just, I don't know where that voice comes from, but they just adopt it and they love it.
Dude, I don't get it either.
It was just one of those things where we're like, we just wanted to keep him and keep him drunk so that he could keep doing the dance in front of us.
Granted, I'm going to give credit to the other side. There are other dudes there that nice, funny, like really nice guys. Like, it's like you wouldn't, there's a sect that are just.
Maybe they're nice because they were hitting
on
you.
No, that are not flamboyant.
No, they love you.
You're right.
They were nice to you.
Maybe they were nice because they were sucking your penis.
It's like women who go to like regular bars and they're hot and they don't realize they're hot. And they're like, oh my God, everybody was so nice. Well, yeah, because you're 10.
Dutch, I realize I'm a 10 then.
You're a 10.
I get it.
You're so hot.
You're such a hot bear. Hey, bro.
My ass knows that now.
They were attracted to you in the penis.
I got it.
You want to make out, bro?
Not right now.
I mean.
How much would it have. Not saying
$500.
Okay.
No. What was the question? I'm kidding.
If you know how like my old story of like the guy who wanted to see my dick at the urinal at a regular club.
Yeah.
If a twink came up to you and said, you know, how much would it cost for me to take a look at your fat, delicious Latin hog? How much would he actually?
Just look.
Jeep.
Yes, beep, beep, Jeep, where's your dick? Like, how much would I have to, like, at the very...
Just to look at it? $50.
At the very least. $50?
What do you got in your pocket? Like,
yeah, $50.
You got a 20 and some singles?
So what about if he just touched it for a second? Like, he kind of, like, squeezed it.
You got 20 and some singles?
Not you, Royce.
If he just squeezed it?
Yeah. If anything, I should be asking Marie this. Like, how much would you be how much leeway would you give Royce if he just got his dick grabbed by a gay dude?
All of it?
If you were pimping out your husband to gay dudes, Marie,
yes.
How much would you charge for some fag to touch Royce's dick?
Yes.
$15 for a handy.
Well,
not a handy. We're working up slow here.
You have to, like, you know, analyze your market.
Right.
Okay, let's just say on the gay scale, Royce is a 10, and then this twink is like an 8.5.
So like me.
I mean, is
you're not an 8.5, Sean. Get out of here.
Not a gay. I'm a 0 on the gay scale.
Is 50 high or low?
$50?
Yeah.
Yeah, like higher or lower? Well, how much would you have to?
Oh, do you think I'm worth more?
Maybe.
Oh, I'm flattered.
How much more?
I mean, you know.
I should start to charge more?
I'll give you $5.
Okay, but you had to be there and you had to like watch it from like the corner. He didn't know you were watching it, but you were like kind of like seeing through the side of the bathroom door and just so happened to see where his big fat Latin cock was flopping out and, you know, uncircumcised and cheese was falling out. And then, you know, the gay twink, you know, reached out and squeezed it. Like, how much money would that be worth it for you?
Can I point out that my penis is clean?
Is there a time limit on this, or is it just like a quick squeeze?
Squeeze, 2, 3, done.
Hold on, now we went from looking to squeezing.
Well, now we're squeezing now, yeah.
We're never talking about just looking.
Okay, squeezing, $50.
$50?
How much to put it in my mouth?
Hold on, do you understand that I walked out of the bathroom and I said, Marie, this gay dude wanted to touch my dick, so I let him, and
I high-fived him.
She wouldn't ask how much.
Well, I'm assuming Marie's first question would be like, well, how much? No. Well, how much would be acceptable to you, Marie?
I mean, if I made any kind of money, it'd be awesome for me.
$10.
It's just a matter of if I realize that I can upcharge on my husband, I'm going to get my money's worth.
Okay, so like $100?
I'll go as high as it takes. I'll start out cheap and I'll keep
going. Do I have to be erect or can I be flaccid?
Doesn't matter.
You'd be flaccid.
All right, well, that's fine. Whatever.
Now, what happens if you start to get erect? Marie, how much would you actually...
Have a good time. I mean, then the party starts.
But you have to also look at it from this angle. Nobody's going to do a dick grab for $100. That's being silly.
Someone offered
you
me.
You can get a hooker for that much.
Someone offered me $100.
To see Dutch's dick.
Yeah, I mean, if it's just like a quick grab and release, I mean...
Grab and release, like it's a bass.
Like, you know, $5 or $10, you know.
She's lowballing this one.
Well, no, because, I mean, seriously, that's not sexual. That's like a dare. That's like spin the bottle dare.
Yeah, but staring, okay, because I jumped up from looking at it to, you know what I mean? Like, if a guy was just sat the next girl and said, hey, you sexy man, you, how much to look at it? You're saying it would be less than 5 to 10?
Well, if he's willing to pay more, I'm going to take the more. You have to feel it out. But if they're being cheap, I'd rather have $5 than no dollars.
See? And you don't have to like go to sleep with shame because
it's
Royce
not her penis. It's being grabbed.
Exactly. I'm just trying to see her pimp skills here. And so far, they're terrible.
Look, Dutch, would I try to make more money? Of course. I mean, I would start at probably $500, feel it out. No pun intended. And then be like, hey, you know, I'd probably settle for $50, though. I mean, be honest.
How about this? How about if he touched my penis with his if you had to touch your penis with his penis?
He touched my penis with his penis.
Also flaccid.
His is hard. Yours is flaccid.
I don't care about his. Mine's flaccid. Because I can't control his. I can control mine.
And it's not gay if you don't have a boner.
I would say touching how long?
3 seconds.
Penis.
We'll go with 3 seconds. Like a 1, 2, 3. Ah, silly.
I don't know. $100.
$100.
Silly.
Yeah, $100. Not bad.
That's not bad.
You leave. I leave out there with $100 and a better night, I guess.
But then you have to come on the air and be like, I touched my penis against another man's penis.
You got $100.
I have $100.
Yeah, you guys have been making fun of me about the fact that I got in a fight with that one guy because he wanted to look at mine.
Dude, I would show you don't understand. I don't care what people think about me. Why would I start now? I'm going to start now.
Okay, here's the thing. Maybe at a gay bar, that'd be fine. But if you were at a straight bar like I was at, I doubt you would react the same way because you got a temper.
Me? No, I would not.
He would be flattered, really.
Dutch, I do have a temper, you're right, but I am the least homophobic guy you'll ever meet ever, so...
What if you were at a grocery store?
What?
Yeah, that's
a
little different.
You were at a grocery store.
Yeah, looking at yogurt, and he just came up to you and said, hey, look at us looking at yogurt. You want to touch my penis with your penis?
That's a bigger compliment, because at the grocery store, no one's really thinking about sex.
Right.
There's in a gay club. Everyone's
sure, you are sober.
Sex.
Why? What are you... What? Like,
you are so... No, Royce is so attractive... That shopping for groceries is difficult because I'm so distracted by your penis that I have to approach you and ask to touch it.
Sounds reasonable.
Well, that's only because I wear my shopping Spanx when I go out.
It's like chicks who go out with yoga pants.
Right, like that.
That's exactly what it is.
It's unfair.
But no, I mean, look, first off, it's a public place. That's a little different. In the scenario you mentioned is like in a bathroom or something. Mm-hmm. A public place is weird because now there's cameras and stuff, too. I don't want to be on camera doing it either. Not for nothing, but it's just, come on. If I'm going to be on camera, I'm going to really charge.
Right.
You know? So no.
$5.
No, stop with the $5. And by the way, you don't get turned on at grocery stores? I mean, not even when you walk by the bananas? It's just me.
I was never a former fat guy, so no.
No, I don't mean by food. I mean by the shapes of boobs.
Oh.
You know, like looking at two honeydews.
Yeah, you're like, ah, boobs. You never do that? You never walk by bananas and go, ah, and squeeze them?
No.
I do that. I do that sometimes. What?
We like making Cuban food, so we get the yucca fruit.
Honeydews.
Yucca is always like really long and hard.
Thick. And inside. Oh, wait.
And I always tell them, no, get the girthier one.
Ugh.
It's not about the length, it's about the girth.
So, I mean, was that anything else for the rest of the night, or are you guys just having a fun gay old time? No pun intended.
I'm trying to think. I mean, like I said, it was sensory overload. I mean, I saw a guy literally
so
wearing
much hotness.
A mesh tank top.
We saw
Mitch,
every gay club stereotype.
Yeah, he was wearing a mesh tank top and a leather hat.
We saw a super tall guy in a suit. We saw a super short guy that was pretty much midget level. There was a mesh tank top.
I don't know so many gay people in Orlando. I was completely blown.
You're in Florida, of course. Now, here's the thing. I would be shocked if I heard this story coming out of Mitch and Sherry. Is there a lot of a gay population in Minnesota?
Actually, Minnesota has quite a big gay population.
Really?
Minneapolis? Yeah, it's one of the top. I don't know if it's top 10 or something like that, but it's pretty high up there.
Dutch, you know what? Well, we need to open, Dutch, and this is how we're going to make money. Yeah, there's gay bars and there's straight bars. We need to open the first bisexual female bar. Think about it, Dutch. How much money would
we have a couple of those in Minnesota.
That's not real. Are they real?
Bisexual female
Where
bars?
Do you live, Narnia?
There's one called Lush, and actually, I know the owners.
It's not real. You're lying to me.
Okay, I have the top 15 gayest cities in America for 2014.
Ooh, I love me a good list.
Bars. I'm talking about bisexual female bars, and here comes Captain Dick with his gay story. Thanks, Mitch.
All right, so number 15, Pittsburgh.
Can I finish the bisexual bar?
No.
And she knows the owner. Can you explain to me how this works? How do they market a bisexual bar?
Yeah, that's what I want
to
know.
Well, okay, so I haven't actually talked to them in a really long time because
they don't.
My old neighbors own a bar whose brother opened another bar.
They realize you weren't much of a carpet muncher?
No.
Have you ever done that before?
No.
Okay,
I've made out with a girl before.
Well, who has?
You got to start somewhere. You got to start somewhere.
I haven't.
With Marie on your wedding night. Ooh.
What the? When?
Nice.
When I was making out with Mitch.
I remember that. We got it on video.
I remember.
There's so many gay videos of me out there.
I didn't know about these ones. Was it while I was DJing?
Well, these are private ones.
Oh, okay.
I'll show up to you later, Dutch.
Okay. Yeah, nice.
I'll send them to you. You can look at them.
So how do they market this? Do they have ads that say the number one bisexual female bar in Minneapolis?
Hey, ladies. I actually saw a billboard. It says, hey, ladies, like cock and pussy? Come down to the cock and pussy
bar. That's really...
There's another one called The Saloon that's a huge lesbian bar.
Hey, lesbian
I'm putting it the link in the...
Now, like dyke lesbians or like lipstick lesbians?
Both.
There's barely lipstick lesbians. What is it if a guy decides to be gay, he gets more attractive. And when a girl decides to be gay, she gets less attractive. Sorry.
I think the only attractive lesbian ever has been Portia de Rossi. Like, I can't think of any other one out there.
I don't know.
Like, straight
Maybe
les?
Rosario Dawson? I don't know.
She's not straight les, though.
Yeah, no, they are. They are. They both are.
Rosario's straight les? I thought she was bi.
Yeah, I actually, there was a story, and I didn't read it last week. She's dating some model who is kind of mannish in the face, but she's got that weird model look to her. I think it's Rosario Dawson. Hold on, let me look it up real quick. Keep going. I'm sorry.
No, I'm trying to think of now hot lesbians. They're not porno hot lesbians, like real people hot lesbians.
I was thinking Portia de Rossi is the only like good looking lesbian I can think of.
Not even so much anymore either, really.
No, I think she is.
Nah, but I mean, she used to be hotter. God damn, I don't know. The straight lesbo? Isn't Michelle Rodriguez a lesbo?
Oh, that's what it was. Michelle Rodriguez, not Rosario Dawson. That's what it was.
Ah, there you go. I knew Rosario Dawson.
I was having a hard time looking. There it is. Okay. Apparently she...
I like Rosario Dawson and her big tits. She has some nice tits.
She does have nice tits.
So big old jiggle tits. She has a flat ass, though.
Okay.
Yeah, that is the trade-off, isn't it?
It doesn't always have to be. I cannot think of any other Hot Lesbians off my head. I really can't.
Have you ever seen the TV show The L Word?
Yes, I actually have.
It's one of my favorites.
But Mitch, are you sure your girlfriend's not a lesbian at this point? Because it's getting a little leaning.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Women are super hot. I'm sorry. I can't help it. Every other woman would agree with me. That's why we hate each other.
It's true. It's a love-hate relationship.
There we go. That's Rosario Dawson. Oh, sorry. Michelle Rodriguez and her bitch.
Her bitch is kind of hot. She's not bad.
I'm trying to find other pictures of them. Man, whatever. The point is that, like, in reality, you know, dudes want to think that lesbians are good-looking. No, they're not. They're the short, manly women who like to wear cargo jeans. Like,
I like to wear cargo jeans.
You're a manly lesbian.
To me, lipstick lesbians are stupid anyway. I mean, bisexual women, that's awesome. But lipstick lesbians, at that point, it's like, yeah, that's cool and that's awesome, but you I can do nothing with you. So, okay, that's cool. You
can watch.
Watch is fine, but for that,
I wouldn't want to for 90% of them.
No, I said lipstick. I said specifically lipstick.
Sorry.
I said my point is of lipstick lesbians is it's stupid because, yeah, okay, they're hot and that's cool and stuff, but that's
Marie,
it.
Marie is right, though, in the fact that, you know, gay dudes, like, they get into shape unless you're a bear type. Like, you know, like, they groom. You know what I mean? Like, they're very into their looks.
None of the things I do.
Exactly.
They work out. They, you know, get nice haircuts. They dress well.
They shower.
They use lotions. Lots
I said, none of the things I do.
Exactly. They try super hard. But, yeah, it's just, I don't, but why? Like, I understand.
Better dick, I guess.
Like, okay. As a woman, I know what I find attractive in a man, so I can understand why men that are attracted to other men would try to
We still don't know what it is that you find attractive in a man yet.
No?
No.
Well, that's a shot.
I think we mean women in general.
I feel like that's a shot at me.
No, I mean Marie in specific.
No, it is. No, I mean that's...
Well, yeah, specifically Marie, but specifically I think women in general.
Yeah, women in general, yeah, but specifically Marie knew and knows what that's
shot
about.
Shot at me.
Just not at all.
No, it is specifically about me.
Wait, what?
It's not always about you, Royce.
Not always about you.
Right, but in this particular situation, it is about
me. I think you're being oversensitive.
It is all about me.
What was that?
You bitch.
But what I'm trying to say is, like, okay, I usually find muscular physiques attractive. So I can understand why another guy would want to find that attractive.
Hold on. Hammy says in the chat room, and I still maintain that bisexual people are just greedy. No, they're not. How is that greedy?
Greedy?
If anything, it's the opposite.
That's actually kind of funny.
No, greedy. Isn't it the opposite? Isn't it you giving more?
Yeah.
How is it greedy?
I'm more open-minded to anything.
Yeah. How is it? I don't get it.
Greedy means I want it all rather than being specific to a sex, I think.
No, bisexuals are kind of, they're more wishy-washy. They don't really know what they want.
Chicks or
like,
dudes?
Maybe I want dick.
Chicks.
Maybe I want penis.
Bisexual dudes, that's disgusting. Ew.
I should have played that bit from Joe Rogan.
But come on.
Joe Rogan has a great bit on that bisexual guys are just really stupid and confused men. Like, they're not actually gay. Like, they got talked into blowing a gay guy from their buddy who's actually, like, you know, smart.
Right.
I'm not doing it justice, obviously. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody respects a bite. Because, like, my buddy Sean, Big A Sean, he thought bisexual guys were the most annoying thing in the world. It's like, either be one way or the other.
Right. Bisexual women, that's fine. I maintain and I tell people, I think every woman is at least 13% bisexual, if not higher. 13%, exactly.
Yeah, because it's acceptable.
What math?
Or higher.
Everybody wants, you know, a secret, again, the Joe Rogan bit, a secretly gay girlfriend. They don't want a secretly gay boyfriend.
Ew, no.
Or do they?
No, it's true. It's
or
like,
do or no, do they?
It's just the act of a
Jerry?
Dude.
Do what? They?
Another dude is just not. It doesn't seem clean or fun.
What?
It doesn't seem like it smells good. It doesn't seem like a scenario
you're
where
you're saying their butts don't smell good.
No, it's not that. It's just men smell bad. Women tend to smell good. If okay, after a man runs and after a woman runs, they're both going to smell, but a man's going to smell worse.
No.
So that's my point.
I'll break it down in easier terms than what
preach,
you...
Preach, sister.
Ooh,
okay. This is why man on man doesn't
Take
work.
Take us to church. She's two dicks just hitting each other?
Like, you're never nice going to get visual too close. Never going to get too close because two pointy things are repelling against each other.
So you're saying they're like magnets on opposite ends of their pole.
Girl, okay, it goes somewhere. Perfect. Girl on girl, at least there's some suction. Yeah.
Suction?
Well, I mean,
at least there's some suction. I think we're really confused.
No, pretty sure I know how this works.
Pretty but sure. It's like two starfish.
But yes. Oh, you preach it, sister.
Yeah. Amen.
But if a guy puts his mouth in front of another guy's.
I was going to say, there's suction
I
there.
I suck cock. Oh, and Jesus. I love it. Yummy, 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 yummy.
See? It can't be that bad.
What is that from, Mitch?
It sounds great.
I never heard it described as yummy, yummy, yummy.
Maybe, you know.
Oh, Christ. Sorry.
No, but seriously, going back to my original thought is, okay, so women like other women. So why would you be attracted to a woman trying to look like a man?
Yeah, I get that. That's the confusing part for me too. Whatever. Like I said, be what you want to be. But if you are a chick who likes chick, why are you going after a chick?
Here's the thing: is I've confused myself a few times where I'll be jerking off to bodybuilder girl porn, like girls who are bodybuilders.
It's gross.
I don't know why. I'll just like go through these like depraved, you know, areas in my life where regular porn doesn't do it for me, so I got to go to the weird shit, and that's one of those things. I'm like, I don't know why I'm still hard from this. This is she looks like a dude with tits and no dick.
What are you gonna do when you go to the slammer?
Get fucked in the asshole repeatedly,
and that was clean. So
he is currently
losing. There you go, Mitch. See that? Okay, that's a little much.
That's
I saw it like at a glance, and then I enlarged it. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Never
mind. Stop at fitness model level. Fitness model, and that's it. When you get to this level, you're fucking.
I'm not gonna lie. Okay, now that one with the girl with the fucking Goldie Hawn wig, I'm not going with that one. But the first one, okay, you know, maybe. Ugh. I guess it's the same thing for like chick suit. Wait, man with a woman's face on it, Mitch.
You know what?
Everything
that's making me repulsed, the thing that's getting me the most is the mid-pectoral crease that these women are getting.
Yeah.
So this is fine. See, there you go. That
ew!
Is the level where I stop, and that's it.
That's a Photoshop face on it.
What are you talking about?
No, the one below it.
The one below it, stupid.
Pink sports bra.
Right. It's a Photoshop face.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Okay, fine.
It
kind of looks like it is.
It is.
I don't know. It doesn't really.
That's what you got attracted by. Was the cute face?
Fine. Can I? Okay. Here. Fine. This one's not Photoshop. Okay. Here's an example.
Here we go. Oh. This one's okay for you.
There. Yeah. This one's okay.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah, that fitness model, not bodybuilder.
That's why I said fitness model. That's where I stop. That's the level where I stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Bigger than that, it's like
Jesus, Mitch.
Come on, Mitch.
That's not even.
Is that a little too far?
It looks like a robot.
That's not even human.
Jesus. Dennis wants to know if this is Sanzari Thursday retweets.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to put one where even I'm on the fence about this one. Next one, not that one.
Maybe. Oh, that was nice.
No, that's a nice one.
Here, I'm on the fence about this one. Okay, she's muscular, but I'm still...
Okay, you guys have God, to... No explanation? Hold on, real quick. Males on the show. Yay or nay, no explanation. It has to be one or the other. I say yay.
Yay.
Yay. Sean?
No.
Really?
Doesn't matter, no.
You haven't seen it? No. It doesn't have a dick, so you're not in for it? I got you.
Yeah, that's it. You got me.
But my God, look at those triceps. Dude,
your fucking arms are wrecked up.
Man. Right, but you would, right?
Yeah, I totally would. Yeah.
Yeah. No, thanks. That doesn't do it for me.
Oh, I like this game. Any more examples?
Okay.
I think Joel's getting turned on.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, it's the same thing with that as like certain women don't like guys who are like too frail. Like a Jay Baruchel, Marie and Sherry, yay or nay?
What is that?
The dude
Hold on.
From...
I got one.
Like Cousin Joe.
Or, yeah, a dude looks like Cousin Joe.
I have one. I actually have one for Marie and Sherry. And this one, no explanation, yay or nay.
Oh, Jesus.
Nay.
He looks...
Nay.
If any of you guys play Clash Every of Clans, he day. Looks like a giant from the game Clash of Clans.
Yeah, he really does.
His Jesus. Arms look fat. He has fat arms. He looks like he's carrying too much water weight.
By the way, P-Rock says nay to the male bodybuilder.
Thanks, P-Rock. Thanks for giving us your stance. Appreciate that. Royce, you're posting pictures of things
course,
that really aren't even on the fence.
I mean, they're fitness
you
models.
Gotta get, you got to give me a fence one.
Yeah.
Don't look up the fitness model. Look up bodybuilder. One. I got a fence
one. Hold on. Let me find. Here we go. I got a fence one for you. There we go.
Oh, Hammy? Misha Tate? No. Both of them, yes. Misha
That's
Tate, by the way.
Yes, and yes. That's retarded. Of course, yes. Hammy and yes, Mitch.
Yeah, but
That's
look at the size of her high. Fucking arm. You could see her muscles flexing underneath her tit.
That's perfect. Right there, that's perfect.
Her
that
arms level. Are real big.
Oh, Misha perfect. Tate, I would all day long. I would pay her to beat me up.
And also Gina Carano, the other UFC fighter.
She's yes. Nice. And shut the fuck up with Ronda Rousey. Ugh. Done with her.
Okay, I got.
I don't know why I have hatred for her, but yeah, Misha Tate all day long. Okay, Mitch.
You're not even. You're
look at that body, though.
Mitch, what is she? 70 years old?
I don't know, but you got to work for a bod like that. Holy shit!
Apparently, you do.
I mean, she's gonna live to be like 130.
I know black don't crack, but seriously.
There we go. Cornex put the picture in the chat room. He's the dude from Jay Baruchel. Skinny, you know, a sunken chest. You know, a dude from, the movie with the hot chick and Out of My League. She's Out of My League.
Royce, you're still posting very normal
looking. No, that's Gina.
Looking.
We were talking about UFC fighters. That's Gina Carano.
Gina Carano.
Yeah, Dutch mentioned one, and I mentioned her.
Okay.
No, yeah, UFC fighters, I mean, some of them have some fugly faces, but yeah, some of the chicks, they're pretty hot.
But yeah, that, Mitch, that, to scroll back up, that black dude man chick that you put robot, that's not
She's
real.
She's in great shape.
It's not great shape.
Yeah, she is. Oh, she's in really good shape. I know that there's 20-year-olds that would love to be in her shape.
Her face looks like Dennis Rodman.
That's because she's old. You can only work.
You're saying that all old women turn into Dennis Rodman?
Yes. The problem is with dating someone like Gina Carano, who's a UFC fighter, is you always have to explain black eyes when you're out with her.
Holy shit, I didn't realize how much Cousin Joe and Jay Baruchel looked alike.
Oh yeah, they look.
I was watching this the end, and I couldn't. I couldn't focus on it at all because I'm like, "Holy shit!"
Okay,
there you go. That's a nice borderline. That's a fence liner.
No, that's a total yay.
Yes,
absolute yay.
Yes.
I say yay based on her face alone, because that's so sinewy.
Yes,
that body is so sinewy.
Yes,
but her face alone, yeah, I'll tell you.
Zooming in. Oh my god, she's fucking sexy. Look at that.
It's a little intimidating, though. Do you think, like, would you ever want to date, like, a UFC fighter or a bite?
Yes!
A chick who could potentially beat you up?
Yes!
You would?
Yes.
You are a sub.
Care. No, I'm not a sub at all, but my point is that I'm not intimidated either. She's like, you go into it assuming she's just going to kick your ass when she's mad all the time. They have to train. Did they just get UFC
fighters? No. I'm not. Stupid. No, I'm not saying I'm assuming they're going to kick my ass or they're mad all the time. I'm just saying if it came down to it, would I lose if she got really pissed at me?
Yes, you would.
No woman can kick my ass.
All right, yeah, Sarkeesian, definitely yes.
Yes.
Her arms are a little those veins are creeping me out. Look at the one on the right. It's like a snake going on through the
side of
her. I
love how you guys are all definitely yes, but then say how many things are creeping you out.
It's still yes.
Because that's creeping me out.
Because that's, I don't know. This is the wrong contest. Right, maybe right. We Here's should show shit to you girls.
Peaches says the muscly V is the problem.
Yeah.
But on the one that that Marie posted earlier, what are those muscles above her vag? Like, they're going up the side?
Her obliques.
I've never seen those. I don't have
them. I've never seen them.
I'm playing with mine, and it's mostly belly.
You didn't have them when you were younger?
Mitch, I want to see your oblique. Stand up.
I'm just playing with my belly.
Ew. Ew, look at his hairy. Look at his hairy happy trail. Look at his little hairy happy trail. Ew.
Oh, my mic's in the way. Hold on. You get a better view now.
Oh, that's what I wanted.
Ew. Oh, what is Jesus. Happening?
You are... you. Jesus. Okay, hold on. I have a borderline one for you guys.
Let's see yours, Dutch.
Oh, hold on. Let me find actually a good picture. Oh, my God. These are horrible pictures. Oh, Jesus.
Just pull it out on camera, bro.
I know. Hold on.
It means your dick.
Is he going to do it?
Here, hold on. Okay. Anybody else have anyone? Any listeners?
I'm looking up one. Hold on.
Yeah.
Oops. Okay, here we go. I got a borderline one. I have a borderline one right here.
Well, that's...
Yay or nay?
I mean, wait.
That, anyone?
That's not...
Who is that?
I mean, it's... You don't even see the body.
I don't know.
Why did you post that?
Yay or nay? No explanation.
No!
Why not?
Because it's a tranny.
Is it?
Yes.
I couldn't tell.
Oh, Mitch.
Wait,
is that a tranny?
That's not what Google Images told me.
Oh, well, then obviously.
I just typed in black girl in Google Images.
Oh, yeah. Because it could not be a black
girl. How about that girl? And look close. That's for real.
Ew, I know. I've seen that one before.
Wait, why is it? What? It keeps saving them to my computer. I can't make it bigger.
What is that?
No.
Marie, just type in. Marie, type in.
What is that?
That's what Buck. Is that? Marie, that's what Buck. Is, Marie.
What is that?
It's a guy called.
I'm confused.
It's a guy called Buck Angel, who's actually a girl who went through Buck. Massive yeah, like surgery Buck. To make himself look like that, but kept his pussy.
So it's a girl that surgically made herself into a man.
Except for the pussy.
So she removed her breasts and put a beard on.
And got rid of all of her hair.
Beard on.
Laser removed all of her hair.
I just... What?
So here you go. Would you?
What?
You don't know Buck Angel?
What? I mean, it's pointless on two levels now.
There's another one for you. Look at that clip, Marie. You wouldn't...
That is. I just.
Oh, that's horrible.
But there's.
Marie doesn't know how to handle this.
Why? Because now she's not an attractive man or a woman. She's lost on both fronts. What is she doing?
Can we just go back to the gay sex?
I don't know how to handle that. I don't know how to do that.
So much easier when it was just gay.
Sherry, would you?
No.
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 I should be asking the males. Would you guys do it?
You wouldn't mush vaginas with Buck Angel?
No.
You know, the size of that clit.
I mean, everyone loves a good mushing, but I mean.
Mushing.
Okay, here's one. Okay, so here's
make
one.
It sounds
one
so thing sexy.
It's one thing to fuck him, her. But what about going down on him, her?
Ew, oh, no.
Oh, dude.
Ew, no, and no. And absolutely
how, here we go. Let's go back to the where this conversation came from. How much would you have to get paid to do it?
No.
No, that's the rules of the game. You have to do it.
Okay, the rules are no.
There's no amount of money. $1 billion?
How much?
I'm just saying, if I have to throw out $1 billion, you're saying no.
For a billion?
$1.5 billion. Maybe.
To go down on that? Dude, I would do it for... I would
yes.
probably do it for $2 million.
No, I'd do it for $2.
Jesus. I'm hungry. Seriously, though, give me an actual number.
No.
What would actually...
Okay, let me just put this into perspective. If you're actually going down on that thing, it's the most womanly part of it.
Right.
It's probably...
But you have to kiss him, her first.
And the dick.
No, you're changing the
then
rules.
You have to move your way down
to the dick clip.
Oh wait, so you're saying you got to make it romantic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That adds a new wrinkle to it then.
it's hard to make that romantic.
I don't want to lick any of the wrinkles.
Just light a few candles and read some sonnets or something.
Would you rather do that or hook up with a tranny?
I'd rather hook up with a tranny.
Well, I mean, technically she is a tranny.
Pre-op or post-op?
I guess, yeah. I mean, like a male turned into a female tranny.
He is a tranny?
No, the tranny still has his dick.
Okay, go on.
So you have to suck that tranny.
Okay, hold on. If it's the one that I saw at the gay club, then I choose tranny all day long. All day long.
Yeah, you were saying earlier how hot you thought they were.
I would choose a tranny. I would choose.
You're saying should take their load right in your face.
First off,
in my butt,
in your ear mainly.
This one you could tell is already on hormones, so they haven't shot a load in quite a while. Like it's kind of like one of those dead.
So it'd be like it would be a dribbling load. It would be a shooter.
If it's a little bit noisy, it'd be a bang.
Wait, yours doesn't do that noise?
Meh.
That's the same noise that mine makes.
I guess I'll come. Meh.
Now, Dennis, what are you doing?
He's masturbating.
He's just jerking off.
Oh.
Yeah, and people are just masturbating at this point.
Is that a woman that
probably,
was a man?
It's probably a dude.
I hope it's a dude.
And yes, I would. If it's a dude, I would. If it's a girl, no.
Have you seen some of the trannies that have come from the Ukraine? They are fantastic.
Yep. Just jacking it.
Well, that tranny needs to get some definition. She's
by the way, did I mention Marie's been doing her entire show in her underwear? I forgot to mention
what?
Oh, yeah, I swear to God, this isn't a joke.
What?
I mean, she's still wearing it. She's wearing a top.
How dare you bring sexy to the show?
He dared me to.
I really didn't.
Well, can we see some videos of it?
To be fair,
I'm trying to lower it.
Whoa, who's this hot bitch that Western Echo's posting in the chat room?
It's actually a tranny.
It's a tranny, dude.
It's tranny.
Oh, Bailey J. Okay, I know who she is.
Yeah, Bailey J. Yeah.
Wow.
I would suck her dick.
Yeah.
Bro, I would suck Bailey J's dick.
Well, any day of the week. I'm not going to be able to see. I can't put the camera low enough.
She can fuck me in the ass if she wants. I'm down. Let me suck your dick and play with your titties. It'd be a good time.
All right, wow. Sean. Calm down.
Dick's where now?
Sucking on it.
All right, nice.
Dick's Sporting Goods store. It's not the thing you're thinking of.
I'll take a tranny load in my face any day over that Buck Angel bitch.
More like radio, less like crap.
It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
The Sunny Show.
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
OSW Review.
Antisocial. Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
Yeah! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the Rage.
Mark Out Radio.
Mark Out Radio.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Rock Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
Brainstorm Radio.
It's All About Me with Halls and Rorschach.
Daddy Wampus.
Orange Room.
Orange Room.
More Life Radio!
What kind
kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Yeah, we can't sell Betsy's milk to nobody. Absolutely nobody.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
You can't sell that milk.
I got pain. It's all I have. Yo, I got pain. I'ma smell it.
Dude fucking takes the bread, shoves it in her ass, shits it back out, puts it in the case. That's how you wrap the bread. You can jiggle your fist around in there without hitting the sides.
The Orange Room, 9 to 11, Saturday nights on More Like Radio.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hi, welcome to Salon Twirls. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is kind of embarrassing, but my wife wants me to be more kept down there. Any suggestions?
I can see you're probably like South Islander, which means you've got a little shadow going on in the cracks. I'd probably use a bleaching cream. And, you know, the directions say apply once a day. I'd just go ahead and do three times. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, get in on the go.
And what am I bleaching exactly?
Your booty hole.
Wouldn't that hurt?
You might like it. You'd be surprised. Most guys like a little tingle down there.
Sign me up.
Listen to Trust Us. Listen to Trust Us, We're Hot. Every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. only on morelikeradio.com.
High Society Radio is now part of morelikeradio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Right. Like Radio, and we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high stakes, high flying, and hard hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra violent underground.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist.
go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Irma Gerd. I just ordered my Irma Gerd Kerfer t-shirt in the mail. I ordered it online from tinyurl.com/MLRTs. The URL's tiny because us MLR listeners are too busy for full URLs. The cool thing about the site is there's a new design every day, and it lasts only one day. Now you never have to worry about wearing the same thing as someone else. The odds are too good that you'll look like a dope unique hipster instead of a played out noob. Designs are submitted by artists and illustrators, and the styles range from TV and movie references to video games, classic cartoons, comics, and more. It's pretty simple. There's one new super limited edition tee every 24 hours for only $10. And how's the quality of the shirts, you ask? Amazing! They fit great, they don't make you feel like you're wearing a burlap sack or fiberglass. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES and order your t-shirt today.
Hey, where are you guys getting your photos developed these days? I got these beefcake selfies that I want to dangle in front of Jess. Get our engine revved up.
Your phone has a camera, Nick.
These are sexy, sensual, private pics. I don't want them beamed right into Snowden's pocket. I'm not going through WikiLeaks, man. It's not for me. Analog. It's the only thing you can trust.
You can't elaborate, you know, on this whole analog thing.
No, here's the reality. You never know what's going to happen with a phone. Right. The hinges that hold the flip together, they get loosened over time when they get wet. And then once you open it, it's easier for people to go in there and see your passwords and, you know, see your codes. Once the screen breaks, your information's in the Twitterverse, man. And it's all out there for everyone to see. All these little monkey elves, man. All these kids. That's all they do. Get your information, man. Bottom line is you can't control your technology. That's what's going on in Japan with all those robots. Not for me, man. That's why I trust a hard copy. Plain and simple.
Hard copy, Schmidt.
Nice work.
Second hour, Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com. Check us out, obviously, morelikeradio.com/live. Join in the chat room. You can also tweet us, Joel Dutch, Hippo Juice Film, H Juice Marie, Chim Heil, or Hippo Juice Sean.
Please tweet me. I'm so lonely.
She's very lonely. Ever since she got married, nobody talks to her anymore.
No one does. It is for real.
I talked to you today.
Sean, you're in our house.
Oh, I don't count?
You say that so like begrudgingly or like disappointedly.
You're
like,
in
our
house.
Sean, you're still in our house.
You guys all need to go to jelly school.
Are you at least doing something for them? Are you like at least their maid or something?
He is our maid, actually.
Yeah?
I cook and clean, yes.
He's been very helpful in that department. I've been considering getting him an outfit mostly consisting of only a bow tie and cufflinks.
Oh.
Yeah, instead of Mersh, who comes into the house, and then in the morning, Marie tells me, hey, come downstairs, because whatever. Apparently, Mersh came in the other night at fucking 3 in the morning. He was drinking his Jameson out of one of our nice Crown Royal glasses. And he was apparently in the garage. We wake up in the morning. The Crown Royal glass is broken on the floor.
Shattered.
And swept. It's not like it fell by mistake. There was a mop on top of the broken glass.
Swept to a corner.
So the Jameson was picked up with the mop, but there was still glass on the floor.
He used a mop to brush away.
Wait. But did you see him do it?
It had to be him.
There's no proof that it's him, though.
You're right.
Hold on. Did he just show up? He lives 2.5 hours, 3 hours away.
No, he got another job. He's moving himself back to Orlando, and he's crashing with us until he gets set up in a new place here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So, more Fifth Circle shows?
I don't know. Ask him.
I don't think so.
Ask him. Don't ask me. I'm here. I'll do whatever.
Whatever. Who's tweeting who?
No, I don't know.
Royce probably has Facebook open.
I was going to say, what was that?
Hey, Sean, when you get kicked out...
Facebook is open.
Sean, when you get kicked out, do you want to come to my apartment and clean it and cook and everything?
I mean, I'm down.
It's my birthday. I can do what I want.
Yeah, what did you cook for them for dinner today, Sean?
No, today was leftovers.
She had leftovers.
Oh.
But he makes really good fried chicken, I got to say.
And he can cook an omelet like nobody's business.
Like nobody's business.
I do stuff like that.
Doo-doo.
You're saying I wouldn't have to cook or clean anymore?
Nope.
That's exactly.
Do you clean the toilets, like the parts where you piss on? Because by all means, you can have the bed with Mitch. Because I will sleep on the couch.
I mean, I am capable of cleaning anything. I don't make a mess that much to begin with.
And he does dishes.
Ooh. I do.
I mean, sometimes Mitch does if I cook.
I don't like doing dishes, so.
All right, we listen to better music than you. I don't know how to segue. I'm not very good at this. So
shit.
Let's just get into it. You guys remember the teen mom who did the sex tape?
No.
Sex tape with James Dean, the most popular male porn star out there. She's trying to play it off like it. Farrah Abraham.
It was accidental, right?
They were dating, and then that got leaked. Like she thought that we were all dumb enough to actually buy that. But she has a new single that is awesome. So, do you got the video up on your end there, buddy?
It's ready when you are.
All right, here you go. Let me get the air. It's called Blowin'.
Blowin', guys.
By the way, did you notice what she was saying? She said she's blowing all the bullies away.
Stop bullying me. I'll blow you. Go away.
Exactly. You hear how buried they have her voice and effects?
Reading off a teleprompter?
Looks like it. Okay, she obviously hired a DJ who had this beat and everything set up, and none of her stuff matches. Isn't this the same bitch that went on, like, a couple's rehab without an actual boyfriend?
Hey, I'm blowing bullies away, bro.
But check it out. She's a teen responsible mom who's blowing bullies away about drinking. Oh, and there's her Twitter picture.
Finally.
At least she's not dating the video by putting Facebook and Twitter in it, though.
Right. All right, pause. Hold on a second.
No, you can't pause.
I'm sorry. I have to at this point. For you people who are watching live, you see the picture? Like, they were showing people who were trashing her a second ago. Hold on. Let me back up a little bit. They had, like, pictures of like, people saying that she was the ugliest person in the world. Hold on. Oh, wait, and then they showed the positive ones. Hold on. I got to go back a little bit. I know we normally don't do this, but let me pause it real quick. There we go. Hold on. Ugliest crying face award ever goes to Farrah Abraham. Anybody else find Abraham or Farrah Abraham annoying or confusing with only couples therapy by herself? That's actually some balls for her to like post that in her own video. Or do you think it was just the video editors going, oh, enough with this bitch.
But seriously, enough with this bitch already.
You don't like the song?
I mean, it's good in that it's terrible.
It terribly awesome.
I mean, it's awesome.
But Marie, you don't understand.
Awesome.
You don't understand, Marie. She's blowing. She's blowing the bullies away.
Right. And by the way, if you want to tweet her, and it's very prominent there, F1 Abraham, or Abram.
Easy to remember.
Right. Have you guys seen her porn tape?
No.
JJ porn tape?
Who is this one?
Fair Abraham. She was...
She directed Star Trek.
No. Wrong one.
And Lost?
No. It was... No, it wasn't her.
She's in Star Wars now.
No, she's on the hit MTV show, Teen Mom. She was with the only...
JJ Abrams is a teen mom?
No, Fair Abrams. Or Abraham, or whatever you want to call it.
Way, how did he have babies?
That's not what it was. What it was is that
he looks great.
It was a hit show on MTV.
Yeah, Lost was a great show. It was on ABC, though.
I'm not talking about, I never actually watched any episodes
already.
No, it's not that.
Viacom,
you guys are starting to piss me off.
Why?
What?
Bad robot.
Yeah, here we go. And of course she has to show her with her kid. Like, so she's partying and drinking in one scene, and the next scene she's in a fucking field with her child.
Yeah, but they're gonna go score crack.
Why is she wearing a white dress? It's just gonna get grass stains on it. You know how hard those are to get out?
Okay, that I don't think that was
not
the point.
If you have OxyClean.
That wasn't the point of that. Yeah. But either way. You guys haven't seen her porn tape?
No.
No, I don't even know why this comes.
Guess who has it downloaded?
You probably.
Dennis, are we allowed to watch? Are we allowed to watch porn on this?
Probably not.
Channel? We're not allowed to anymore.
No.
Damn it.
Anymore? No, never. We were never allowed to watch porn on Ustream.
Yeah, that never was a thing.
You could post a link to it, and we could all watch it together as a family.
Yeah, but I downloaded it from Ustream. It's a family. It's a large file, so there's no way I could send it through. Whatever. But let me just put it this way. Her and James Dean, who is gorgeous, it's like a POV type of sex scene thing, and she was trying to play it off. She was trying to play it off like it was an actual sex tape thing, and James Dean immediately was like, no, like I paid X amount of dollars to do it. It was, you know, Vivid hired me to do it, and she got hired by Vivid. Like, he debunked it immediately, but she's still to this day trying to like play it off like they used to date. And that was like a private like thing between the two. I gotta say, man, she takes it in the ass like a champ.
Well, I mean, you know, she's got a kid, so she probably puts out, right?
Yeah, she knows what she's doing.
She's a professional.
So she's a dumb cunt, and she's relevant. Why?
Because, well, she's keeping herself relevant with the sex tape thing because... She was on, I think, the first season of Teen Mom, and she was, like, the only good-looking one out of the whole group because the rest were, like, fat kids from West Virginia. And she was the only, like, semi-decent-looking one. It's the only reason why I know who she is. And so she's been desperately trying to keep herself in the media for a long time, hence this song, hence going to the couples therapy without a... She's a hateable person.
Wasn't that a Vince Vaughn movie?
She's hot, though.
I'm sorry.
No, you're thinking of Couples Retreat.
That was a terrible movie.
I'm sorry, Dutch.
There was less ass fucking in it, but, you know, if more, it would have been better.
I should have stopped Dutch a long time ago.
What now?
No. It was hard for me to care about any of the things you just said.
I'm just pointing out that we listen to other music. You didn't like that jam? I loved it.
It was really good because she's blowing bullies away.
I really
blowing bullies.
She's also blowing James Dean.
Which jam?
The one we just played.
I was trying to see if you played again.
Oh, I don't have it.
Boner Jam.
Boner Jam's 09?
Boner Jam's 09. I love the fact they have to bury her in like 14 layers of effects and auto-tune.
Because of all... If we let out her raw talent...
Right.
But
we might die.
It's
like looking into the Ark of the Covenant. You can't handle it.
Right. It's like if... Beyonce and Christina and Britney Spears all at the prime of their life had sex together.
I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party? Jesus.
No, I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party, Mr. Krabs?
I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party, SpongeBob?
No, I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party, Patrick?
I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party?
Sorry,
do you guys... even understand how much Royce, Sean, and I do that to each other.
Every time we walk into a room.
I was doing that all this weekend.
Every time I'm in a room. Just,
and I was only doing the Patrick parts.
Oh, I'm not in a
party.
Patrick?
I'm ready to party!
I'm ready to party! Are you ready to party? Are you ready to party? SpongeBob?
It's so long.
It did a 10-minute version.
Ready to party? Are you ready to party, SpongeBob?
I'll play the whole thing.
I don't know. I'm not killing 10 minutes like that.
It's all
right. Well, I would, but I'm pretty sure our listeners would hate us.
Are you
they already hate us.
I'm ready to party.
Sorry.
Did you not listen to the last song that was played? We, like, how could they not hate any of us?
Did you guys see that the Colombian president pissed himself while he was on stage?
Whoa, Colombia has a president?
Yep.
Colombia is a Colombia?
Check it out.
This is district
midway,
of?
This is midway through his speech. Just take a look at his khaki pants. Hey,
what does a school that got shut up in Colorado have to do with anything?
No, it's Columbine.
Ah!
Christopher Columbine.
I hit play and it's not going.
Ready to party, Mr. Krabs!
Don't worry, Dutch. I'll fill.
Okay, here you go. Hold on. Let me reload this.
Ready to party? Are you ready to party, SpongeBob?
I'm ready to party. Are you
You're
ready
always
to
there
party,
for me, buddy.
No problem, man. I got your back.
Are you ready to party,
SpongeBob? No, I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party, Patrick?
Wait a minute.
Yes?
I don't know the story, but are we talking about the country Columbia or the school Columbia?
The country of Columbia.
Okay.
I have audio of it, actually. You want to hear it?
This isn't the audio.
Ready to party, SpongeBob?
No, I'm not ready to party.
All right, enough.
Okay. El país.
Take a look at his pants.
Estamos listos. Estamos listos.
What was that?
Roy should translate.
He said, I can translate ready. If you want.
Oh, you want to start over?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here you go.
Por eso hoy venimos a Barranquilla.
That's why we came here today.
Barranquilla, mi novia fiel. A decirle al país.
To say to the country.
Estamos listos.
We're ready.
Estamos listos.
We're ready.
To party.
Seguir adelante.
We're not ready to party.
You ready to party?
Nobody's ready to party.
Party.
No! God damn it!
I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party?
I'm ready to party.
Are enough.
You? Okay, sorry.
Y a terminar la tarea. Y quiero reiterarles.
Look at his pants.
I just finished homework.
Ustedes también.
Look at his pants.
Mi compromiso con Barranquilla.
Yep.
Mi compromiso con ustedes.
Oh no.
Y con la región Caribe. Ese compromiso que hice hace 4 años. Esas 110 promesas.
What is he saying?
I can't. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. I was looking at his pants.
He is peeing himself.
If he's
definitely
it up, I'll say it.
Pissing. I don't care. Just translate from here.
Las hemos venido cumpliendo rigurosamente.
Rigorously.
Y vamos a seguir cumpliendo
keep,
para consolidarse la costa caribe.
Console each other.
Como una región productiva y exportadora.
Like a productive region.
So basically he's just doing like, a, you know, like when the president goes to Detroit and goes, we're going to get jobs back in Michigan. You know, that kind of a speech. And he's
right.
Peeing himself.
Para continuar reduciendo el desempleo, generando más trabajo y
well,
reduciendo.
To be fair, he just saw Fergie do it, so he thought it was fine.
Oh, is that what he said there? Right there? Wow, good translation.
I'm pretty good. I'll keep translating. Go ahead.
Y no podemos olvidar.
Does anyone know where the bathroom is?
Oh wow!
Siempre what he
tiene
says.
Que estar uno agradecido.
Seriously,
no
guys,
I
really need to go.
Este escenario donde Bill, estamos you ahora mismo.
Bill, do you know?
Este escenario de béisbol
isn't funny.
Que tanta alegría le ha causado a Barranquilla, que lleva el nombre de ese gran pelotero Tomás Arrieta.
What is there?
He said something about a baseball player and he peed his pants.
Oh my god.
Esto requiere este escenario una gran remodelación.
Does anyone have a pair of black pants I could wear?
No, that's not.
What?
That's what
he
said.
He's saying it verbatim.
No, it's not.
Como homenaje.
I don't want to live in a
como homenaje de gratitud.
Where people can just piss their pants.
De parte de ustedes, los barranquilleros.
And not be given a new pair
de
of
parte
pants.
De todos los
oh, you speak Spanish too? Well, I would assume you've gotten better at it.
I comprehend a little bit.
Okay.
Colombianos. De gratitud por ese.
Because I need to change my pants.
Que tanta gloria y tanta alegría.
It seems weird they'd be I on guess. Stage with the mic in his hand talking about that he peed himself.
Well, keep playing, Dutch. I got, I'll see what I was saying.
Edgar Renteria.
I made a bad mistake wearing khakis today.
Moreover, I drank a little too much water earlier.
Vamos a escoger.
We left before I could go to a bath.
O vamos a construir.
And it was a very long drive over here.
At least the urine in my pants ustedes, is taking away attention
from a terrible haircut. Vamos a construir un mejor futuro.
And they're all applauding that. That's strange.
No le tengamos miedo.
Are you surprised that there's so many black people in Colombia? God, I know I am. The reason I'm peeing is because the black gentleman behind me is intimidating me. Please help me. For the love of God, somebody help me.
That's not a scene.
Dude, it's big.
Desde este legendario estadio, con las bases llenas de unidad nacional.
But seriously, folks, how come women are so much hotter than men?
Guys, is anyone noticing rain? Just really low rain? Like rain, you know, in just your groin area? For the love of God, I hope it's just rain.
Wow, okay. That's what he was pumping his fist to?
That's how it ended.
See, guys, well, I don't know Spanish, so I'm going to take your word for it.
This is actually really unfair because he didn't actually piss himself. He jizzed himself.
Oh, hold on. I have a little more.
Women in Colombia are fucking hot.
I have a little more.
Ready to party? Are you ready to party, SpongeBob?
No, I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party, Mr. Krabs?
I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party?
All right, when you hear it that way, it makes a little more sense.
Right.
But he was not.
He wasn't ready to party?
No.
Because this clip clearly shows
that he's ready to party.
Are you ready to party?
I'm ready to party.
Apparently, Sean's not ready to party.
Are you not listening to this clip? Everyone here is ready to party.
I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party, SpongeBob?
All right. Sorry.
Apparently, Western Echo caught part of that. You guys mistranslation. Quote, I had asparagus for lunch. Can you smell it?
Thank God. Oh, that's the part we missed. Thank you. I appreciate it.
It was integral to his speech.
He wasn't saying anything like that.
Sean, you don't speak Spanish.
I do.
Look how white you are.
I do.
But he was
talking Spanish.
He was talking about making Colombia a better place.
He was talking about his making a pants a drier place.
No.
Because they're wet because he peed in them.
I.
He drank whatever the Colombian version of a big gulp is, and he fucking urinated during his speech.
Cocaine.
Gulp See? Grande, I guess.
A gulp grande.
No, it's an L gulp.
El Golpo Grande is what it's called at the local Siete Once.
Speaking of piss, this is the only way I can actually transition to the story.
I'll transition you all the way to the bank.
Oh, nailed him, sweetie.
Elk urine in manager's car?
Finally, a story that matters.
United Crane disputes with the Longshore Union gets stinky. There's a video of it, but there's no audio to it. Basically, what happens is, and I'll just read it from here. It says, United Grain Corporation, which has locked out Vancouver longshoremen for years. So there's a big dispute going on with...
following it a long time.
With Listen, their union.
Don't please. We all know the story, okay? Do not rehash this story. I think everyone understands what's going on in the union. Okay, go ahead.
What story?
The one you're mentioning right now.
All right. Has released a security video showing someone pouring a...
security video?
Basically, this dude put elk urine in the guy's gas cap tank.
That's classic.
That's actually, he was being green.
Somebody's ripping off John.
Yeah. And that makes your car drive better, right?
John Lingard, the Clark County executive for the particular corporation that's having the beef with the union, says, I believe me and my family.
We beefing, bro?
Are being targeted by ILWU members, he wrote in a crime report.
And the Electric Light Orchestra.
Look, if you're being targeted, they probably would have punched one of your kids at this point. They wouldn't pour deer piss inside of your gas tank.
What are they, John?
I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party?
Sorry.
I probably wouldn't pour elk urine in someone's ventilation system if it looked like... so it was a vent system. Never mind.
John like has done that exact thing. That's what Sean was saying.
That's a reason why I brought this up. What's the more fucked up type of thing you did passive aggressively towards somebody?
I once put four nails behind each one of this person's tires.
Why would you do that?
I went by, his four tires were flat.
Why would you do that?
Because his car was ugly.
That was the reason.
Yeah, and also I was ready to party.
I'm ready. God, enough of this clip. You're going to, dude, don't run into the ground.
Dutch, I'm sorry. What show do you think we're on?
Because that's never happened before.
What show do you
You know how many clips I've had to get rid of because we've run them into the ground?
And that's how
I like this one. I want to keep it around for a few more weeks.
Zero, because we're still running them all into the ground.
Good point.
Don't make me pop up if you ever had a dream, bro, because I'll do it.
Or gynecologists in Cuba.
The answer is $5.
Are you still thinking about that?
Trannies?
Wow.
He's still thinking about trannies from first hour.
I've pissed on people's cars before.
You pissed on them?
Yeah. On them? On his handle, more specifically.
Okay. That's I've done
so
that.
So he had to touch my piss to get in there.
Done that.
I wasn't drunk. I just didn't like him.
Oh, the worst I ever did. And I hate even admitting this.
What did you do?
When I was drunk one night, when I was 21, I was convinced that this one guy... in the apartments I was living at the time, it had a laundry room. I put a whole load in. Load.
Phrasing.
I came back. Oh, not my one. There it is. I came back and all my laundry was gone. And for some reason, I convinced myself when I got drunk later that night, it was this one guy who was driving this Ford Explorer. Don't tell me how I got to that point, but basically I took a knife and stabbed two of his tires.
Good times.
I don't know why. God.
It didn't.
It probably wasn't him. more than likely it wasn't him.
You are classy.
Shit. Like, dude, to this day, I'm cringing right now. Think about, like, why the fuck would I do that? Like, I mean, if he asked me laundry, why wouldn't I be like, hey, where's my laundry? But why would I passive aggressively stab his tires?
Is your piece of shit?
I know, dude. I cringe now. Oh yeah, I was totally hammered at the time.
No shit, really? You?
And at the bar with, you know, my dumb idiot friends, you know, I convinced myself that it was that guy. It's just, I don't know. Ugh, that was horrible.
What, that guy?
You put nails behind, and that, what was the real reason? Why would you actually put nails behind their tires?
Hold on, going back to Ford Explorer guy. He probably had a pregnant wife, and she just went into labor right after you slashed his tires.
Yeah, and the baby was breech, and the umbilical cord was wrapped around its neck, and I killed a child and a mother at the same time. You don't think I've been thinking about this for the last 8 years?
That's phenomenal.
If you don't mind, if that orphanage didn't get that Christmas present, you're fine. Who cares? What does it matter? Like, what do you care? It's not your life.
Well, I don't care about the orphanage thing and the fact that I helped build one, so I'm good.
Oh,
to go.
Shut up. We know you did.
Hey, everybody, guess what I did? No, hold on. Royce, tell me, why did you put the nails behind it? Like, for real?
I was, I don't know, 14 and angry.
Why were you angry at the guy?
I don't know. I was angry at life, bro. I was 14.
So you picked a rando car? At least I, in my head.
No. Rando Calrissian car.
I don't know if it was a black guy's car.
How you doing, Drew Baga? Mitch, what about you? What was like the more fucked up passive aggressive thing you did?
Honestly, the only one I can think of is when I pissed on that guy's door handles.
That was it?
Yeah, that was it.
You didn't like throw shit at somebody's house and run away, or
no, not really.
Or well, TP or anything like that?
Aaron seeing the way he lost his virginity.
Well,
yeah, there was that. I lived out in the country, so it's not like I could just go to people's houses and TP them.
Oh, it's like so out of the way to actually go do kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, really, I can't really think of anything other that I've actually done to other people passive aggressively other than what I actually say to them. But
yeah, because the majority of the time on this show, whenever we talk about confrontations with people, generally it's we get in a fight or we talk about how we either punched a guy out or we got in an argument or, you know, yelled somebody back. But I was thinking about it the other day. We don't really talk about the shitty things we've done when other people weren't around. And I was actually hoping Marie would have one of these things because women generally on the whole are a little more passive aggressive than males.
No, I can't say that I ever did anything destructive.
Oh, I got one.
Go ahead.
This doesn't, you know, it's nothing huge or it's not a big holy shit thing, whatever, but I remember there was I wasn't one of the popular kids in school or whatever, but there was
really?
One guy.
Oh, I thought you'd be like a jock guy.
No, but there was this one guy who was one of those jockey basketball, football player kids, whatever. And and I was in the, you know, I was in the army, whatever, and I was drunk one night and someone had told me that he got fat. So I friended him on MySpace and sent him a big long message saying, ha ha, you suck, you got fat, blah, blah, blah. Basically, that's all I said.
But that's not passive aggressive. That's straight up aggressive because,
okay, catty. Well, whatever.
That's really catty.
That's what it was.
I'm talking more along
the
lines.
And then I never acknowledged it again. I just deleted.
I'm talking about more along the lines of like people who do things to other people and then, you know, aren't there to witness it. They just know in the back of their head that they did it. Like, we used to do this thing in college where we had like plastic salt shakers on the tables, salt and pepper shakers on the tables in the cafeteria. And if you take a quarter and you spin it and you take the salt shaker or pepper shaker and you smash it down and then hold it there right on top of the quarter, it, you know, obviously, so if anybody were to pick it up, all the salt would fall out the bottom because you just, you know, burst a hole at the bottom of the whole thing. And, you know, you do that and then leave. You're not actually there watching it. It's just a shitty way of doing things. Because I always figured you get a lot more pleasure out of doing fucked up things to someone's face. You can at least point and laugh.
I remember when I was at Burger King, I guess I did messed up shit.
Oh, yeah. What were some of the fucked up things you did to the food? Sean, you were there, too.
Yeah, I didn't really. I'm not a vindictive person.
I used to get the ketchup bottle and like fill the burger, like stick the tip of it in the burger and fill it up with ketchup so then we'll bite it or explode ketchup in your mouth.
I'm more of a sociopath. I'll just kill you.
That's not true, Sean. You'll just play more Minecraft.
I'll also kill you.
More so the thing I said.
No, the thing I said.
More so the thing I said.
One time in high school, there was this kid that I just hated more than anything. And we were all at the cafeteria eating lunch one day, and he left his, like, he had an open, you know, cup of soda, and he went to go to the bathroom. And I just so happened to have Visine in my backpack. And so I put, like, a bunch of drops of Visine. And if you guys don't know, if you put Visine in somebody's drink, you're having diarrhea for the next 6 hours.
Ooh, that's messed up.
Yeah. So I put a bunch of that into a soda, and we basically didn't see him in class the rest of the afternoon.
Ooh.
You guys didn't know that about Visine?
No.
No.
Yeah. That's a fun little passive-aggressive thing you want to do.
It was in Wedding Crashers.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I don't remember everything in Wedding Crashers.
No, I don't remember.
I don't know all Vince Vaughn movies.
I only saw it once in the theaters.
And
okay, cool. I mean, if it was in there, then they took from a joke that I had read on the internet at the time. What?
Glycerin works, too.
Yes.
Glycerin?
Also anthrax and ricin.
No. Say, how do you get your hands on glycerin?
Are you sure?
Yes.
Go to any...
hobby store?
Hobby store.
Yeah, it says, warning if swallowed, get medical attention right away.
Because you will be shitting.
Oh, no. Well, because it's a
little... Well, at least glycerin is safe to eat. Jeez.
Right.
You guys. You guys are mean.
Marie, did you play any pranks on other people when you were in college, like during the dorm days?
No.
Nothing?
She's a goody two-shoes, dude.
Oh, my God, dude. My dorm, we used to, like... one dude in our dorm had a big thing with roadkill. So he propped up a dead deer in one of the girls' dorm bathrooms on the stall as if it was reading a newspaper taking a dump.
Okay, that's really funny.
He did that.
That's fantastic.
Same guy then put two dead pigeons that he had shot earlier. He was a complete redneck. Two dead pigeons he shot. He put them in the removable ceiling tile right above my bunk bed. And at the time, I had an Ethiopian roommate. And so, like, for about a month...
You blame the smell on him.
And he was telling his Ethiopian friends that he thought I smelled bad. So, so it was like a month later, my RA, who knew about it, was like, dude, I can't let you go on like this. You got to look at the ceiling tile above your head. And I got to get out, and I was just like, what the fuck? And I screamed out, what the fuck, really loud, and just so happened to be that Drew and Phil, the guys who did it, Drew was the big redneck guy, were right outside my door coming over to come hang out with me. or come hang out with me elsewhere outside my room because it smelled so bad. And they're like, oh no, Joel found it. And I come running out of my room with two dead pigeons and I just threw it at them. It was a whole mess.
Ew. Yuck.
I mean, one time I put a snake on the call box for the front
gate. Snake.
Because we, it was like a
slippery
snake. Snake.
Probably like less than 2 feet long. A grass snake. And it was dead. And I put it on the top of the call box because you had to use the call box to open the gate to get into our yard. My dad was coming home that afternoon, so I draped the dead snake over the call box. He pulls up to the call box to come out, and he freaks out because he's like, there's this dead snake. So I come home from school the next day, and there's a trash bag in my bed, and there's like a 4-foot indigo, this long black snake with its head chopped off.
Ugh.
In my bed.
Your dad did that to you?
Yes.
Why would he pull a godfather on you? That's fucked up.
I was probably 12 years old.
Because it was the day of his daughter's wedding.
No.
Oh.
It was because I refused to believe in Jesus.
Speaking of Sean's family, Royce pointed out that one of Sean's sisters is now 18 and also hot.
And hot!
Sean is a hot sister.
Pics or get the fuck out.
I'm not going to post her pictures.
Okay, then send me in Skype her Facebook page. Is Sean, can I look?
I mean, if you want to look.
Yeah.
It's like if Sean were a hot 18-year-old girl.
Okay.
So nothing like Sean.
Oh, God. I need to get rid of these Buck Angel pictures.
So exactly like Sean. You guys.
Sean, don't be ashamed of your hot little sister.
I'm not ashamed. Good for her. I mean, congratulations. Yeah. I mean, I have 5 sisters. You figure at least one of them would probably be hot.
Ouch to the other 4. Don't get catty.
Yeah, I got 9 sisters. The majority of them are good looking and they're all slutty. So you just got to learn to accept it.
I've been meaning check to talk Facebook, to you Dutch. About that, bro.
Admit you too. Check Facebook.
What's up, Dutch?
Oh, that makes it a lot easier for me because I'm going through his friends list right now.
I got it.
Dutch, what about the...
It takes some time just to go through his family list.
Yeah, seriously. You're better off just looking. I can present it to you.
What's up with one of those things, Dutch?
So...
Hold on a second.
NCT song.
Everyone's focused on something else right now, Sean. Sorry. And it's
sorry,
not
Sean.
You.
NCT song.
While we look this up, at Royce, you had to have done something more fucked up to other people, like pranks or otherwise.
I was never a big prank guy.
Pranks or something fucked up? Aside from you calling the police on your first girlfriend, saying that her dad beat her?
What about?
Well, I wasn't fucked up. That's
that
really what happened.
Well, I mean, it was pretty fucked up, though.
What about that guy that you sent poop mail to?
Oh, yeah. Well,
what?
I mean, no, I told the story.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Yeah, the guy. The
telemarketer, can you tell that again, please?
The telemarketer didn't stop fucking with me. And then I found his phone number by his name. Then I found his cell number. By his cell number, I found a Craigslist ad. Then by the Craigslist ad, I sent him an email, and I got his phone number. I got his address to where his garage sale was in Phoenix. And then what I did was I didn't do this 7 years ago. Allegedly, somebody might have sent this gentleman dog shit in the mail. And maybe, you know, a dead fish. And whatever, who cares?
You really are, like, dude. And that's so, like, something your dad would do.
It would have been a lot more impressive if it was a live fish.
Yeah, I know.
Impressive because it'll survive, or...
Well, I mean, yeah.
Sorry, I'm distracted by Sean's hot sister.
I know, right?
Isn't she pretty successfully hot?
She's, and I can see that she definitely has a Waters look to her, but
yep.
But not AIDS looking.
Yeah.
Right. Nice.
I'm not digging that hippie girl chick picture that she took, though.
What's up with that? What, you don't like it?
No, I don't.
Why don't you like hippies?
The white dress and that flower headband thing.
Hold on. Which one are you looking at? Let me see.
When you look at the photos.
Oh, I like that one. What's wrong with that one?
I like that one too.
I don't like it in those stupid shoes.
What's wrong with the shoes?
Platform shoes.
You guys are
that's the thing you're going to pick
out.
Shut
up, John. We're ogling your sister.
How about the fact that her is hot, nuptial little fucking 18 year old budding sister?
Hey.
Looks
hey,
hot in the garden. Fuck her shoes.
Look at those little
queer.
Look at those taller jean shorts. All of you.
How tall is she?
She's like 6 foot.
Well, I'm 6'2", so...
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
I've stood next to you plenty of times, and we...
Yeah, maybe she's 6'2", she's wearing those big, dude, stupid heels, but...
I don't know what or care what your height perception is, but the last time I went to the doctor, I was 6'2". Like, I don't have to defend that.
Yes, you do.
Oh, okay.
Because first of all, there's no doctor here besides me, so...
And Dre.
Who's going to argue with me?
I kind of like that Instagram photo picture. She kind of looks... She looks damaged.
Like, hey, look at my glasses. Hey.
No. The other one where she's she's hanging on to the fence. Shit. You know what I mean? Like a fence in the middle of that somebody's yard?
Right.
That one. She kind of looks damaged. I like that.
You are
Dutch, you're fucking damaged.
You're fantastic.
I am damaged. I know.
You're messed.
I know.
You're messed up.
Well, let me scroll down here. See more about hot waters.
There's me, and then
check it and see.
That's about it.
I got a fever, and she's 6'3".
Nice. Okay. Let's see.
And also, he has a hot aunt. That's the other thing. Sean also has a hot aunt with fake tits.
She was on this show before.
Right. Well, I didn't know she was hot.
Oh, well, okay.
Looking through what I actually have here. We have, let's see, you guys pick. Someone who was supposed to be a shark attack actually got attacked by a mackerel. A woman bit her boyfriend's ears off because she was enraged by the fact that she was on meds. It's about to be full-out war in Russia and Ukraine. And they shot somebody this morning. Did you guys see that?
Nope.
Let's go with this. Ukrainian servicemen reportedly shot by mass soldiers in Crimea. They're essentially taking over not just the entire peninsula at this point. Okay. And then they're shooting and killing people. Apparently, Ukraine's prime minister, Yaroslav Yatsenyuk, was quick to denounce the violence, blaming Russian forces for a war crime. The conflict is moving from a political one to a military one because of the Russian soldiers, he told a meeting in Ukraine's defense ministry, according to Reuters. Today, Russian soldiers began shooting at Ukraine servicemen, and this is a war crime that can expire under any statute of limitations. So basically, Russians are attacking Ukrainians at this point.
Okay, good.
Uh-oh.
Who cares?
What's America's move in this? Like, I don't know.
What are we going to do? Are we going to
stay out?
Or commit more
moves?
Stay out, but like, can you just allow a world power to just start taking over countries willy-nilly?
Why, we did it.
Well, yeah, what's stopping us from doing
it? Well, we gave those countries their control back. That's the difference.
When?
Here's the difference. Ukraine didn't bomb two of Russia's biggest towers.
More like war crane. Okay.
So you know, you can have the logic of, oh, we did it. Yeah, sort of, but not really. The entire world was behind us. The entire world's against Russia doing
not
this.
Really?
No, the entire world has never been behind
they
us.
They thought that we were just policing it.
Okay, not behind us, but they weren't opposed. They were like, okay, you guys are pissed. Do what you need to do, whatever.
No, there were lots of countries that said, no, don't do that.
Okay, Sean, anyway. Semantics, Jesus Christ. Who cares if we did it or if they did it? I'm talking about this particular situation. Do we just let one of the superpowers just do whatever they want?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why we have a Justice League.
Duh.
And I don't think that's real.
And the Avengers.
And Injustice. And Justified.
By the way, Avengers, are they really killing off Nick Fury in the next Captain America?
Of course they're not. They say they are, but they're probably not.
Why would they?
They never really die.
Because in the ads they said it.
Superheroes never really die.
But what is Nick Fury's actual power? Like, what is he, aside from being, like, a good, you know, a superhero politician, essentially? I can't think of anything else he actually does. Like, what's his actual power?
He's very funny in WhatsApp.
No, that's not, no.
He's a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
That's all it is? He doesn't have anything else?
That's all he does.
Okay. I don't know much about Nick Fury. I know he's black.
Good racist. Job. Not in the original comics, actually, he's white.
It wasn't until they updated.
By the way, I bring this up hoping you geeks would actually start going into something so I could pull something else up. You're just leaving me out to dry here.
We don't like you.
Why are you yelling at us, first of all?
Because help me out here. You're supposed to be doing radio with me.
I am. Right now. You unappreciative little bitch.
Nailed you.
I don't know anything about the Avengers. I don't care about superhero movies, so I'm not much help there.
He doesn't care about superhero movies because it's not beer, food, or racism.
I was talking to the other. I was talking to the other three that are going to cons next weekend. So
I may be dressing up as a slut, but that does not mean I know anything about comics.
There you go. There's your answer.
Royce and I have been watching Arrow.
By the way, same answer for me.
You may be dressing up as a slut.
Yep.
Royce has been helping me with my outfit. I have no idea the reference that I am.
Who are you dressing as again?
I'll post a picture because Royce took a picture of my outfit.
Harley Quinn.
Oh, okay.
No, that's...
The motorcycle?
Jesus Christ, Murray.
I really don't understand my costume.
You know what? One costume that nobody ever does? Gwen Stacy.
Because who gives a fuck about Gwen Stacy?
That was Spider-Man's first love.
Yeah, but Peter Parker didn't give a shit about
her. What are you going to dress as? A fucking 15-year-old girl? Like,
no, I was hoping you would dress like Opie from Andy Griffith's show's first daughter. Right?
Sean can't whistle.
No, really, Sean can't whistle.
Oh, Sean and Sherry could have a whistle off then.
By the way, I heard they were going to reprise Ron Howard's daughter as...
She's trying.
As the next... All right, whatever.
As the next go on?
Oh, fuck you.
Now?
Sean, try to whistle.
No, I'm
come on, please try to whistle. Please try to whistle.
Sherry's trying.
Try to whistle.
She's trying.
All right, you try.
I can't.
Try, though.
Just try.
I'm tapping out.
No, you're not tapping out. You're going to try to whistle. We're not ending the show until you try to whistle.
But we have to get
try
up.
To whistle!
There's no...
Just blow into the microphone so we can move on.
No. Fuck that. I'm not letting that happen. Try to whistle. No, you're making fart noises. Try to whistle.
I'm good at those.
Still trying. With Jerry still trying.
You really don't know how to whistle, Sherry? Or Sean?
Neither one of them.
How have you gone this entire...
I try so hard.
She can't wink either.
What? You're broken.
You're broken.
Good comeback.
Good one. She nailed you, though.
Sick burn.
Sherry.
She's having a good time.
You're adorable.
Thank you.
No. She's mean. Oh. She's really mean. She hit
you
me yesterday.
Why did you hit her?
Please explain him. Hitting.
Yeah, seriously, Mitch had more negative Facebook comments than Mersh.
What happened?
I got this.
Okay, fine.
So we were watching Shameless, and this little 13-year-old girl gets this spider from the
snake.
Same, pretty much the same thing. So,
you got knocked the fuck out, man!
So she takes a snake and she puts it in this other girl's car. So this whole time, like, from the time she steals it to puts it in the car, Mitch is waiting 7 whole minutes to attack me when the snake attacks the person.
So Debbie's at a pet store and she sees a snake. She wants to sabotage her new boyfriend, her boyfriend's new girlfriend, whatever, ex-boyfriend.
Right.
She wants to sabotage her, so she's going to scare her with a snake by putting it in her car. So she goes to the pet store, steals a snake. And I know that Sherry doesn't like snakes, so I'm going to, like, poke her whenever the snake attacks this girl. And there was literally, like, a 7-minute, you know, break in between her stealing the snake and putting it in a car. And when that girl gets into her car and sees the snake, she freaks out, and Sherry is kind of...
The snake jumps at her.
The snake jumps at her. So at that very moment, I poke Sherry and I go...
No, you pinched. You pinched me a little bit. Not hard, but you pinched me. And I jumped and I freaked out. So I started wailing on his arm.
She hit me like 9 times really hard.
Okay, let's be honest. It's only like 45.
No, you didn't punch me in the face.
I'm going to punch you again.
The best part is, he comes out of the bathroom and puts my makeup all over his elbow. He's like
look, you bruised me.
And I looked at him for a second. I felt bad. And then I realized it was my makeup. And I was like, you're stupid. No. I was like, be a man. Get over it.
She hit me like 9. I'm not even exaggerating. It was 9 times.
Smash,
she hit me
smash, smash.
But did you deserve it, Mitch?
Probably. No.
Yes.
Yes.
I hate snakes more than I hate spiders. And I cringe just by seeing them. And fuck you, Dennis.
To be fair, every time that she hits me, I deserve it.
Fuck you, Dennis? Yeah, what did Dennis do?
Did he post a picture or something? Stupid.
It's Dennis.
You'll know.
It's time to wrap up the Jaboo.
Thanks for telling me. I was letting them wrap it up there.
So. Yeah, that's cool.
I know how to run a show. I've been doing it for however many years.
I get it.
I'll wrap it up when I want to wrap it up. If you want to leave, you can do that. I mean,
hey, Dutch, it's time to wrap up the show, by the way.
Hey, thank you, Producer Mitch.
Hey, Dutch.
I would be nothing without you.
Time to wrap up the show.
Sherry, you don't know how to do radio.
The show's over.
Bree.
Dutch, I get you're having a bad week, but don't take it out on us, okay? We love you.
All right, Mitch, why better?
I am better than you because I can whistle.
Sherry?
I'm better than you because I'm a lesbian.
Don't hit
disguise.
Me.
Marie, why better?
I'm better because I did the show in my underpants.
Woo! Sean?
I am better than you because I am not above sleeping with a tranny.
And Royce?
I am better than you because I don't hurt my friend's feelings because I'm sad.
I hurt your feelings?
A little bit, yeah. You're mean to me today for no reason.
Wasn't no reason? You deserve all the reason. I'm not going to do this with you right now.
We felt the anger and we felt it just the wave.
And I am better than you because I've jerked off to the Fair Abraham porno more than once this week. Thanks for listening, everybody.
J. Abraham.
Right, J.J. Abraham. We'll see you guys tomorrow night, 7 to 9, morelikeradio.com, Hippo Juice, obviously, yada yada. See you guys next week on More Like Radio. Dutch and Royce, 10 to 9 on Tuesday. See you guys next week. Don't believe what you say. Don't believe.